Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
All right, you ever know that you're 30 seconds away from a sneeze?
You feel it coming on.
That's where I feel I am. I'm just warning you fellas here.
Okay.
I think maybe it's subsiding. I don't have COVID. Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning,
Paisley
Tim.
Jordahl.
Good morning.
Ed Vitagliano, Fred Jackson.
But you've been eating popcorn, so you sneeze. It almost doesn't matter if you've got COVID. Someone's getting splattered.
Well, that's true. I don't have COVID. Run a little Ebola, Steve, but I don't think that's transferable. No,
Ebola's not contagious in the least, is it?
No. I think you're good there. Us trapped in the studio. Whatever one has, all are going to have.
Yes.
Here in this studio here.
Fortunately, I've been vaccinated for Ebola, so I can't get it.
Have you really?
No.
Moderna got to you, huh, Ed?
No.
But after you got vaccinated, you never get COVID.
No. Oh, my goodness.
One of the themes on the internet now, I've seen this on Twitter, is if you want to put another person down.
Yes.
They say something and you disagree with them and you want to, in the spirit of Americans, you want to denigrate,
right,
the humanity of the other person.
Yes.
you say to them, you seem vaccinated. That's what they say on Twitter. I've seen that. If somebody will say, no, and the other person will go, you seem vaccinated.
Yes. Or you're an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
You know.
If you're lefty, you say you're not vaccinated.
I saw a meme on Facebook. It was pretty clever, and it was some person saying, "Listen, if my dog has gotten 3 rabies vaccines in 1 year and still gets rabies, I'm just asking."
It grows.
And it goes dot dot dot.
Grows a fifth leg.
Maybe the rabies vaccine isn't really working.
All right, Steve Jordahl, hey. What do you have for us this morning?
Let's start here.
Let's do right here.
Republicans right are going to start the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. They've been talking about this. They've been delaying on this. A lot of people have been saying, "When are you going to do this?" Other people have been saying, "Oh, you don't dare do this because you're just politicizing everything." House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, about a half an hour ago, made this announcement to the world. Cut 11.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. This effort will be led by Chairman James Comer at the Committee on Oversight, in coordination with Chairman Jim Jordan for Judiciary Committee, and Chairman Jason Smith on Ways and Means.
I like his voice cadence there. Did you see? Did you hear that?
Yeah, not exactly an inspiring speaker, but in terms of public speaking.
Okay, what's an impeachment? What do you call it?
Impeachment inquiry.
I thought they already been doing that.
Well, no. This is official. They're going to start getting House committees involved. So on Thursday, they are going to hold the conference. The House Republicans are going to hold a meeting for key committee chairs to lay out their findings and the status of investigations into the Biden family. It's going to be led by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer.
What are they going to be doing? I think I get the general idea, Fred. But I
think they're going to bring back all the evidence that they have heard from the whistleblowers, from the Hunter Biden laptop emails, all this sort of thing. One of the things I talked about this morning, they now have proof that Hunter Biden they set up 20 shell companies, and the money that they got from Ukraine, from China, was dispersed into these 20 shell companies, which happened to have names of Biden family members attached to them. I mean, so when you talk about one piece of evidence of corruption, that's one of the things they're going to bring forward. At some point, they're going to have, in or if they move to an impeachment after this inquiry, it's going to have to be voted on in the House.
Yeah.
That's a whole other hurdle.
This is the first step in the impeachment process.
Yes.
The inquiry. So what they do is they basically gather the evidence. Let me just put it this way. When I write an article for The Stand, either the magazine or online, so what I do is I gather the evidence, do research, gather the information that I want to use for an article, and that's what this part of the process is. It's the inquiry, and then I set about organizing that information and writing the article. That comes next. After all the evidence has been gathered, it is put into articles or charges for the impeachment against Joe Biden.
All right. Can we talk the politics of this?
Sure.
Not necessarily the legalities of it for just a minute. Okay. So what I'm about to do is spitball in here. So
right.
I may not even be convinced myself of my own argument. I'm just thinking out loud. Can we, which is a good thing to do on radio.
Right.
Could go wrong with that? So don't throw things at your radio or say Tim doesn't believe this or believe that. I'm just shooting in the air. I'm not sure that this isn't a big waste of time. Let me tell you why. We got an election coming up next year. The Republicans want Biden to be the candidate. Why in the world would you want to impeach him? Huh? To be, you know what I'm saying? To be the, you want to push him out and get somebody else? Maybe Kamala Harris would be the one. I'm saying, again, I'm talking politics. I'm
right.
Not talking legalities here. I'm not saying Biden isn't guilty of sin and his son of making millions and millions of dollars. I don't know how it ended up in Joe Biden's bank account or if they can prove that or not, but certainly his son and his family made a killing while he was vice president, and we all know that. I mean, this this evidence is out there, but I don't know about wasting your time and energy on an impeachment when we got an election a year from now, 14 months from now. That would probably get here before the impeachment. Secondly, do you think any Democrat cares? You think any voter cares about whether Joe Biden's impeached or not? You think they're going to go, you know what, I was going to vote for Biden, but he's impeached, and I just can't do it. I'm going Trump because that's the morally right thing to do. You think, well, no, wait a minute, Trump's been indicted and convicted of felonies. I can't go with him. I'm just saying that's a real likelihood. So I'm not sure. Maybe this is just posturing for these folks to McCarthy and others to say to the Republican base, we're doing something. We're doing something about the, quote, Biden crime family. So does what I've just said, does anybody else think like that?
Go ahead, Steve.
He
was about to. Go ahead.
I will say that it's good. It's worth noting that the impeachment process is a political process at its core. There's no legal finding or feat or it's not a legal process. You're not finding him guilty of anything legally. You're finding him politically out of the government is saying or the Congress is saying you can no longer serve. There is absolutely zero chance that they're going to get 2/3 of senators to vote. So they know from the beginning.
So what's the point?
Well, I think this is there's a lot of people that have been demanding this because
who has?
Well, some people of the maybe the more conservative or strident conservatives, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, they've all been saying this has to happen because if they are going to impeach Donald Trump twice over made-up charges when there's a real smoking gun and the Republicans fail to take some kind of action against it, that makes your party look absolutely spineless.
Well, they've only got it, what is it, a 6 or 8 vote margin in the House. I mean, the chances are very good that if you brought him up for impeachment, it wouldn't even pass, because you got to have a certain, there would be 10, 12, 15, 20 Republicans, liberal Republicans who are not going to go along with that. Or people who just say, I'm tired of impeachment here, impeachment there, impeachment tennis. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me just toss out a few things here. First of all, the Democrats never had any chance of getting Trump convicted in Correct. The Senate when they impeached him twice.
And they knew it.
And they knew it. To Steve's point, this is at its core, is a constitutional but clearly political tool in removing someone from the presidency who you think is unfit for office. That doesn't invalidate it, because it is an instrument in the toolbox that our founders gave us if someone should not be in the White House. Now, I would say this, that I certainly agree with what you're saying, Tim. The chances are very slim that impeachment would finally bring charges against President Biden, because the margin is so narrow in the House. Certainly, if it did narrowly pass, would not get the 2/3 in the Senate. However, because of the corruption in the Justice Department, Republican leaders may feel that the only way to preserve the evidence of the guilt of the Biden crime family, that's what I think President Trump and others have called them, is to collect all this evidence now, and at some point, maybe in another administration, a Justice Department might be forced to move and do something legal, not political. So I'm guessing that this is political, but it is also an attempt to amass the evidence, perhaps to force the Justice Department to do something. But anyway, that's my 2 cents.
I think some would argue they have a duty. Republicans have a duty to do this. If what evidence that they have found of corruption, of a president who has lied.
Or when he was vice president.
Well, he has lied as president, saying, I know nothing about my son's businesses.
Oh, yeah.
There have been people who have lied under oath in this. So that's why I say, I think there would be an argument to say, I agree with you guys, he's not going to be impeached. But they have a duty to carry out this. This is what it was written into how this country operates. When there is suspicion of illegal activity, the House has to do this. There is a duty to do it. No, he won't be impeached, but there is a duty, given the evidence they have in their hands, there is a duty to carry forward with this.
I disagree, if I may, with... Sure, all your interpretation that he won't be impeached.
Fred's your boss.
I know.
So you're going to just shout?
Just write out loud.
Okay, go ahead,
Live
Steve.
Live it on the edge.
We're spitballing, so
well,
no harm.
I think if Kevin McCarthy can't corral the House Republicans to go in the same direction and vote on impeachment, then he deserves not to be – he deserves to be removed as majority leader.
What if nobody can do that?
Well, no, listen, the Democrats were able to, they didn't have that huge of a margin when they impeached Trump. They were able to do that because Democrats will pull in one direction. Now, I just heard today, I saw Matt Gaetz signaling that he is willing to work with Eric Swalwell of California to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. He says...
As Speaker.
If Swalwell...
Is that a good thing?
I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm saying that Kevin McCarthy... You, as a speaker, you need to be, especially if with such smoking gun around.
Have they checked with former President Trump? Because Trump is a big McCarthy guy.
Well, no, I don't think Gaetz cares at this point what McCarthy thinks. He said he's willing to work with Swalwell to get McCarthy out.
I think it's a mistake for Matt Gaetz to work with the Democratic Party to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. But he seems to have thrown the challenge down to Eric Swalwell that to work with us, work with me and whoever's worth in Gates's corner to, I don't, there's a lot of conservatives who don't like Kevin McCarthy. I'm not sure I care one way or the other at this point.
But the Swalwell thing aside, don't you think that Kevin McCarthy should be able to get his party leaning in the same direction on something?
It's
like
just,
this?
Like Tim said, it's just that the margin is so narrow. You're not going to get any Democrats on board.
You should get every Republican.
You should, but we all know Republicans are a different animal than Democrats. Yes. Democrats vote in lockstep. They just you have a Democratic president get a justice confirmed to the Supreme Court. They're never going to drift to the right. Okay, so for some reason, Democrats always do what they do together. Republicans are the ones who seem to be fractured. And I just think it would, with such a momentous issue, impeaching the sitting president, I think you're going to lose some Republicans. Do you lose enough to where you can't get the votes for a impeachment?
By the way, from the Republican perspective, they would say that Democrats are lemmings and that Republicans have integrity.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't. I think they should be. I think he could. I think you should be able to, even the
all right. The other, and we probably need to move on. Yep. This is getting boring, but I would just say this. The other political consequence may be as followed. Again, I'm not arguing legalities or the morality of this or of impeaching, as Fred mentioned up. Sometimes you need to do things just for the record, so to speak. I don't think the majority of American people want to spend a whole lot of time on impeachment hearings. And when we've got the vote for whether or not Biden is fit to be president, including all this baggage that goes into the impeachment, is on the docket a year from now, a year and 2 months from now. And it's not going to make any difference anyway. So I'm hardcore Republicans may care, but I just don't think the American people out there in general who are worried about inflation and whether we're going to get into World War III and, you know, the millions of people that have been let into our country on the border, I just don't think that they're tuned in to the details of an impeachment inquiry and whether they want to, you know what I'm saying? Just my thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We can move on. I think some of the poll numbers are that the American people don't want.
That could hurt the Republicans. I'm just saying you could get to next November and people are going, you know what? I'm tired of the back and forth on impeachment stuff. You need to do something about the state of the economy.
Yeah.
And Republicans are all talking about what happened in 2015 with Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah, okay? that's a real possibility for the reaction of the American people. But it would be unfair since the Democrats certainly didn't care about solving America's problems when they impeached Donald Trump twice. But since you've got the legacy media on your side,
yes,
that's not probably what the American people are going to hear day in and day out.
Right. So you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Go, Steve.
Speaking of not telling the truth, President Biden was in Alaska yesterday during the 9/11 observances. And the first time a sitting president since 9/11, has not been at one of the official sites and observances. He was in Alaska. And while in Alaska, he said this about September 12th, cut one.
When evil attacked, Ground Zero in New York. And I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell. It looked so devastating because the way you could stand.
He was not in New York on September 12th. In fact, I fact-checked it. He was recovering from a terrible fire in his kitchen that burned some of his towels on September 12th.
You jest.
I jest. But seriously, he was not in He was there a week or so later.
Well, CNN fact-checked it, and it was like 7 or 8 days after it. So CNN did the fact-checking. CNN is not known to be those adverse to what Biden does, but they fact-checked it, and he was... Well, if you want to be graceful, I suppose you say he was mistaken in his statement.
He misremembered.
Listen, he's losing his marbles, yep. Okay, and in front of the whole world. And sad to see that happen to anybody. I say marbles, his faculties, his mental acuity, whatever you want to say. He doesn't. Now, with Biden, you don't ever know because he's had a lifetime of telling whoppers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And also faux pas and misspeaks and
mumbles and stumbles.
And so, you know, him saying that yesterday, just another day for Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying? The fact that he's saying I was at 9/11 the day after it happened, looking through the gates of hell. No, he's just trying to be dramatic and say, you know, he was.
It's all about him.
It's all. Yeah. And so.
And he may actually be misremembering. You know, he may
think. Is that a word?
Yeah.
It is a word. Misremembering?
It has come into the lexicon, whether it's actually in the dictionary or not.
George W. Bush created that word, didn't he?
Might have.
Irregardless, which is also not a word. I'm going to check. I'm going to check if misremembering. It's used now, whether it's in the Oxford Dictionary.
I don't know people who say that they're over-exaggerating.
Yeah.
You've heard that one, that expression? He's over-exaggerating instead of just exaggerating.
It is in the dictionary.
Misremembering?
Misremember. The Oxford Dictionary.
Okay.
To remember imperfectly or incorrectly.
Well, maybe you're giving Biden the benefit of the doubt.
It's
on
in
that
the
one.
Merriam-Webster dictionary too. I will say you made me question it. This Merriam. All since okay. yesterday. You make me second guess myself. Yeah.
Well, you don't again, remember it. You remember yes. correctly.
I think the gumbo, if you will, if I could borrow a South Louisiana recipe. The gumbo for Joe Biden going forward, if he's going to remain the Democratic presidential nominee. Everybody knows what's all in the gumbo, okay? You really don't need to add anything, any new spices.
Right.
Because you're going to be voting on – I don't think Biden's going to be the guy.
Right.
I don't think there's any – I think it's 90% they're going to come up with somebody
You're
else.
Talking about in November of 2024, his name will not be on the ballot.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Right.
Because he can't. He doesn't have the ability to be president of the United States he's barely going to make it now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to have to figure it out.
Mm.
But
soon. For that scenario that they've got to do it soon.
Yeah. Do they need a, because they'll need a primary of some kind, right?
Yeah. But I just want to remind everyone, they don't have to necessarily do it soon. If he drops out, if Joe Biden drops out in April or May, then it's thrown to the convention.
And they can handpick.
They can do whatever they want. But if they want don't want him on the ballot for the primary season, that has to be quickly.
So what would happen was, let's say he drops out in January, February, or March and says, I'm not running again. Then the instead of having a primary season, which would probably be too rushed to do, the 50 state chairmans of the Democrat Party would probably pick a nominee. Wouldn't that be how it would
or
work?
They would pick delegates, select delegates for a particular candidate.
Wow.
Listen, you talk about how 2024 is going to be a circus?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.